This Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Juan Bautista and Benny Gallegos. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's good to have Mass early in the morning. It feels real good. Today we celebrate the feast of two particular saints, St. Gertrude and St. Margaret of Scotland. Later on in the week, we'll also celebrate another feast of another great queen. Our Lord puts before us at this time two of these women who did so much good for the work of God within their lives. Margaret of Scotland, who we celebrate the prayers of the Mass today, she was a great queen who, through her own faithfulness throughout the whole of her life, desired nothing but to be pleasing to God. And because of this, she also drew her husband, who wasn't very faithful, into a deep and profound love for God as well. That he had such devotion to her because he saw within her such purity, such a love for God, such devotion, which he did not see that he could have in any way, unlike so many husbands, unlike so many kings who, when they would see their queens devoted to anything other than them, would be jealous. He all the more wanted what she wanted. And so even the books that she would read, which were holy books, books of the saints, sometimes he would steal them because he knew that she pored over them so much. And because somehow these books, because of their closeness to her, were imbued with something of herself, that he wanted to be even closer to the books. But in stealing them, he brought them back better than they were before, because he would encase them often in beautiful casings where he would put jewels in them to show how much he loved her and was devoted to her because she loved them. He made them all the more beautiful in view of her love for them. Similarly, St. Gertrude was a woman of profound and devout love for God that even from her youth was shown in so many ways. In fact, we know her so well of her prayers that she prayed for the poor souls, devotion to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, which she sought to propagate in so many ways. You can look them up after Mass if you wish to pray those souls as you go to the cemetery today, as she has that beautiful little prayer that if one be in the state of grace and pray it devoutly, it was promised that even 1,000 souls might be delivered from purgatory by praying that prayer. But our scriptures remind us of something today, as Miss Barbara gave it for us in that first reading. The last lines of that passage, as we're going through this book of the Apocalypse, we get a view of what is always going along within the throne room, what is always happening in the presence of God. We spoke about it at some length on the Feast of All Saints, quoting this very passage of scriptures of those 24 elders who were there bowing down in worship, and they throw down their crown. And what is it that they exclaim? They exclaim, "Worthy are you, Lord God, to receive glory and honor, power and kingship. For you have created all things because of your will they came to be and were created." That is what our heaven is supposed to be like. Our heaven is supposed to be like nothing other than that, an entirety of giving ourselves all the more to God himself in a beautiful effusions of praise. That should be our desire. St. Rose Philippine Duchesne, one of these great saints who graced our country with her holiness, she made this prayer. Maybe this could be your prayer as you go throughout this Mass, asking our Lord to give yourself more fully. She said, "O my God, I desire to live as a victim offered in spirit of penance and of love. Then let me prepare all that is needed for a sacrifice of love whose perfume will rise even to the heart of Jesus. May my whole being be the victim, all that I am and all that I have. May my own heart be the altar, my separation from the world and all earthly pleasures, the sacred knife. May my love be the consuming fire and my yearning desires be the breeze that fans it to flame. Let me pour on it the incense and the perfume of all virtues. And to this mystical sacrifice, let me bring all that I cling to, that I may offer all, burn all, consume all, keeping back nothing for myself. O divine love, my very God, accept the sacrifice which I desire to offer to you at every instant of my life." And we could add to those holy words which this great saint shows that she wishes to offer everything of herself to God at every moment in simple prayer, a prayer of St. Gertrude the Great, whose feast day we have today, because all that we have must be an act of thanksgiving to God, declaring Him worthy of it all. She prays, she writes, "I give thanks to your kind mercy and your merciful goodness, most loving Lord, for the proof you have revealed in your most generous loving kindness. By this you settled my unstable and unwavering mind. Not that you, who are divine omnipotence and eternal wisdom, could be constrained by necessity to give up anything against your own will. No, it is rather that out of the overflowing generosity of your loving kindness that you were making payment to a woman who is totally undeserving and gave you no thanks. For you, splendor and crown of heavenly glory seem to come down from the imperial throne of your majestic state in a most sweet and gentle downward flight. Throughout the length and breadth of heaven, this journey shed what appeared to be streams of the most sweet liquid to every single one of the saints. And they gladly bent down, and as if it were drinking the nectar of a torrential flood of your joyful pleasure. And so they burst into song, praising you as God. What a delightful thing to hear." Now, amidst all these words, I heard it spoken. "Consider how sweetly this praise penetrates your ears of my divine majesty and reaches the molten core of my loving heart." This is what our Lord, the Sacred Heart, spoke to St. Gertrude. And so she continues, "Since I have been granted this experience at the moment when I was approaching your life-giving sacrament in the Eucharist, I was therefore quite properly concentrating upon it. The divine loving goodness may shine out all the more in that God did not disdain to give himself in communion to somebody so unworthy as myself. For this be praise and glory to you forever and ever." Let such words penetrate your heart, that you may offer yourself all the more as a sacrificial victim to the Lord, entrusting yourself to Him as these holy women, St. Rose, Philippine Duchesne, and St. Gertrude the Great. May your souls also be opened the ears of your heart to listen to that beautiful, beautiful sonorous sounds of the angels and the saints who continually sing around the throne of God, and yet we have access to here at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, that when you come for your reception of Holy Communion, should you be worthy, you can proclaim as she did, "The divine loving kindness may shine out more in the God who did not disdain to give himself in holy communion to somebody so unworthy. For this be praise and glory to you forever and ever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."